This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah, maybe don't, like, make any yelling statements like
no.
that.
No, I'm going to just keep, I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. Well, not really, but I'll work on the quiet side.
What happened to you?
Well, I think taking a trip to faraway places with strange-sounding names. Actually, I think it happened when I went to Ohio. Excuse me, there's this thing about riding in a tin can at 37,000 feet when people sneeze behind you, next to you, in front of you. And it's no matter how strong your immune system is, sometimes you just can't duck it. So I feel actually quite well, except I've been up for the past 4.5 hours coughing and doing what it takes to shuck this veil of puke. So, welcome to the DJB show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug the Voice. So, here's from the People List, the story of Charlie Fry. You know who Charlie Fry is? Charlie is lucky to be alive today. He punched a shark in the face yesterday.
Wow.
Using a maneuver that he saw a surf champion use. He said, quote, "I feel like there was a hand grabbing me, shaking me. I feel like I was going to be eaten alive. I generally thought I was going to die, like I was being eaten by a shark." So he was a novice surfer. He was down in Australia, and the shark, you know, there was a lot of sharks around down there and elsewhere. So there's a picture, if you Google his name, of his arm all wrapped up where the shark bit him. But I've heard this before, haven't you? That you, if you punch the shark right in the nose, that the shark will go away. I don't know that I want to try that out, but it's...
I've heard that, too.
I've heard
I
that
think.
Forever, but I don't know. I've also watched Shark Week, like, religiously for the last 15 years, and every shark expert says all that does is piss the shark off even more, so...
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I would be worried about missing the nose and accidentally putting my arm straight in their mouth, but, you know, they're pretty close to each other. But
I mean, a lot of surfers have taken their boards and sort of rammed them into the shark's mouth as a defense, and that in some ways has bought them some time, but...
I'm glad it worked out for him.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what else do you do? I mean, when you're that close to a shark, I guess you might as well punch it. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Put salt and pepper on yourself.
I was around some lawyers last night that it irritated me. I wonder if I should have done that with them. Same
punch them in the nose.
Punch them in the nose. Known to be sharks as they are. All right, so that's that story successfully ending. Here's another one. Well, this one may bring up some feelings of ire. The story of Julie Briskman. Do you remember her? Julie was the person a couple of weeks ago who was photographed giving the finger to the president.
Oh, yeah.
Riding her bike, and she was fired by the company that she worked for because it's a government contractor, and they were worried. I don't know how they recognized it because all you saw in the picture was her back. Although I think, didn't she say
she admitted it, owned it, Well, she went, once it went viral, someone from the motorcade took the picture, and so once that went viral.
Didn't she share it on her Facebook or something like that?
Is that it?
And then when she went to her boss and said, look, this is going viral, like, she kind of did the right thing and then got fired for it, so.
Yeah.
She could have denied that it was her all along, but she.
Yeah, you know, prove that it's me. How do you know that's my butt?
Right.
Anyway.
And then claim sexual harassment for looking at her butt too long.
Yes, there you go. So a GoFundMe page was set up for her the day this happened. And as of yesterday, $72,000 has been contributed to her quote-unquote retirement fund or severance pay. Because she got none from the company where she was abruptly terminated. 3,100 people made donations to the page. $72,000. And I bet they all would tell you the same thing about Trump. What do you bet? How many people? You think there are any Trump supporters?
I would imagine if they're supporting her GoFundMe that there's probably not a lot of supporters.
No, probably not under the circumstances. All right, more people in the news. Mark Wahlberg, not happy with Will Ferrell's son. This is kind of an interesting coming-of-age story.
It's kind of cute, actually.
Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell and John Lithgow and Mel Gibson starred in the most recent Daddy's Home? Daddy's Home 2, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during the filming of this, the two of them got to know each other, and Will Ferrell's son apparently has reached out to Wahlberg's daughter. They're both teenagers. So apparently Wahlberg was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and he was joking about, it doesn't sound like it's serious, but he said, Will Ferrell's got a boy, I got a girl. At some point, they're in contact, and the social media exchanges. He said, quote, at first, I was really upset, but then I was thinking, I know Will. I know his wife. They're sweet. If I ever had to have my daughter involved with somebody, who better? But still, I'd probably end up killing Will. And then he went on to talk about being in dad mode. He said, quote, my whole thing was it's inevitable at some point the dating's going to happen. I want to know who she's going to hang out with, what her parents are like, and all that stuff.
He's a really good dad. I think I told you guys I have a connection into, like, knowing firsthand that he and his wife take their job very seriously. And I think I might have told you this story. His daughter, I don't know if it's the one that's talking to Will Ferrell's son, but one of his daughters, they came home one day and they found a bunch of boxes on the doorstep from QVC because the girl has gotten a hold of a credit card or something, and she just started ordering everything from QVC that she wanted. And a lot of it was for gifts, but she still ordered it without permission, obviously. And so he actually called his friends at the L.A. jail, the downtown L.A. woman's jail, and took her on a walk and said, this is what happens when you steal and you use money that is not yours. And he gave her, like, the lesson of a lifetime.
That's cool.
Well, I don't know, Doug, if you've ever flipped through the channels and seen the Wahlbergs, their reality show.
No.
The whole family has.
I've seen the hamburger.
It's very cute. It's
really cute. Hamburger stand. They have a hamburger stand, but I...
Right. And one of and that's part of it. One of the brothers, who's the cook in the family, he owns the Wahlbergers, right? That's what it's called, the restaurant? Yeah.
The mother actually owns it, but they're all in it together.
They're all really cute. They're the whole family. You can just tell that, you know, they really love each other.
Right?
Yeah. And so it's just so nice to see that. And I think, doesn't he kind of try to spend as much time in that area as possible?
Well,
in the Massachusetts area?
He's got
Johnny does, I think. Yeah, Mark.
Johnny spends a lot of time.
I don't know, yeah.
They've both, Johnny doesn't have a plane, but Mark does. And he's back and forth. He lives a life similar to Dwayne Johnson because he's always on. He produces a half a dozen shows that he's funded.
Mm-hmm.
He is always, he goes from movie to movie to movie and job to job to job, so that he's in two or three, sometimes four movies a year, just like The Rock is. But he gets on a plane and comes home when there is important stuff going on. He goes to Mass every day. And when you listen to some of the lines he delivers in some of the movies that he's in, you wonder what God is thinking when he listens to that sort of stuff. Although it's only a movie. But he supposedly is a very, he went to jail when he was a kid.
They turned their life around. I mean, their mother
Johnny was no angel either, Jennifer, I don't think. Either,
no, the two of them both. I don't know if Paul had the trouble that they did, but I know Donnie and Mark both had some trouble. But, I mean, talk about somebody who's turned it around. He's, you know, super religious. I'm talking about Mark now. He's super Catholic. Yeah. He's so involved with his kids. I mean, you'd see him really concerned about the types of movies that he does. He was joking that hopefully God has a sense of humor about the project that he did with Boogie Nights, and I mean, you know, he's good. I think he's solid.
Speaking
I'm just
of,
glad that he, one last quick little thing on there. From a female point of view, I'm really glad that he kind of jerked around his wife a lot in the beginning. They were together a long time and already had a couple of kids. They were engaged, and then he called it off, and then they were engaged again, and then he called it off again. Like, they were really on again, off again. Like, he was kind of acting like a player for a long time. So I'm really happy that they got it together and that their family seems like a tight little unit, and he's, you know, such an active dad, because for a long time, I really didn't think... I felt bad for his fiance for a long time. She's a beautiful girl, too. But, yeah, it's just, yeah.
Is she a local girl? Do we know who she is?
I don't know where she's from, actually. I don't know.
Donnie's married to Jenny McCarthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And didn't she claim that Weinstein sexually harassed her? Isn't she on that list?
It's possible. I hadn't heard that.
I think she
is. Is there another couple like Blake and Gwen where I go, oh, gosh, because Donnie's so cute. Oh.
And he's making Blue Bloods his show. Selleck is still the prime focus, but Donnie is
very
strong.
But on purpose, I think Selleck has backed off a little bit. I mean, Donnie actually, he has turned into quite the actor. I think he's really, really good.
Yeah, he comes out
From someone who was a boy band. I mean, I think even as far as serious acting goes, I like Mark Wahlberg, and Mark Wahlberg can do Daddy's Home, and he can do Transformers, and he can do all that stuff, and he does it in a really good job. But Donnie, as far as like serious acting, he can make you want to cry in about 10 seconds.
Yep. When he, the first episode of the season, when they were explaining what happened to his wife. Yeah, because she
that was kind of a bummer. I don't think she was too happy about that. I read an interview with her.
But she wasn't happy about the way they killed her off?
She didn't have to leave the show. From what I saw, she seemed kind of sad that she was not there anymore.
Really? The thing I read suggested that she didn't want to re-up. Her contract was up, and she didn't want to re-up it. That's interesting. So we have a conflicting point of view here, Jennifer. What's the big idea?
I don't know.
Final person with purpose is the Pope, criticizing Catholics for using phones during Mass.
What kind of
an idiot uses their phone during a church service?
Well, when he's doing the service, people want to film it and take pictures of him. So that's kind of part of the problem. He's such a rock star, everyone wants a little bit of memorabilia.
Well, but isn't this a general criticism of people in general in church, or is this just about him?
I think it's probably both, but I think when he turns around to the congregation and sees lots of screens, I think he sees more screens than the average priest does.
Well, that could be. He's not the average priest. He's
the only screen you see during my time at Mass is Google Translator, because I can't understand what the hell he's saying.
The Latin? Yeah, right.
No, my priest is from some foreign land, and he's a very sweet guy, but he's got a very thick accent.
Well, God understands all languages, I'm told, Jennifer.
No, look, I'm not.
Jennifer's not God. She needs the translator.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not throwing stones. I'm just saying when I go to church, I have a hard time because you want to get something out of it. So
hopefully that's why you go, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's a good way for us to put things into perspective as we get started in this hour of the Wednesday program. 20 minutes past the hour, DJV time.
It's that time of year again when the days are shorter. So don't waste your precious daylight sifting through a sea of search results when looking for the right business software. Get home on time tonight with Capterra.com. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, you need software, and Capterra's got you covered. Search Capterra's 400 categories of software to discover the right tool for your business. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for. Plus, Capterra has thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. 2018 will be here before you know it, so make sure you've got the software your business needs today to help you do what you do better. Join the millions who use Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Personality, Blake Shelton in the music news today. Every hour during this course of the program, we have some connection to a couple of music stars. Whatever's going on in the world, it connects to them. Blake Shelton has earned his number six notch on Billboard's Top Country Album chart, all of which have gone to number one right away. This new release follows the one from last year, If I'm Honest, which also launched at number one on the Top Country Album chart. It's actually number three on the Billboard 200, which has all of the albums from all the various formats in there. He entered the Top Country Album top slot for the first time back in 2010 with All About Tonight. And then he followed with Red River Blue, based on a true story, and Bringing Back the Sunshine.
He's like a hit factory.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons they like him on TV. And was it yesterday you were bringing up that the guys never change? Was that you, or where did I hear that conversation? The guys.
It's true. They're the bookends of that show, and yeah. I don't know that it works without them.
I don't think that it is sexist
to celebrate a relationship that works and chemistry that works on a TV show. It's not like it's impossible for that to be a woman. I mean, it's just the two of them have this chemistry that seems to work with whoever they stick next to them.
Yeah. And also, he's been named the sexiest man in music or something. What's the...
People Magazine, alive. Sexiest Man Alive.
Sexiest Man Alive?
Yeah.
Wow. For all this
Sorry,
time,
Dougie,
I thought it was
just
me.
Missed out. You're the runner-up in case Blake can't fulfill his duties.
Does that mean I can hang around with Gwen Stefani, too?
This one just makes me mad because I feel like I knew Blake before he was Sexy Blake, and I'm really happy for him and Gwen, but it sort of irks me.
Wow, what a Blake hipster.
What?
I said, what a Blake hipster. You were around before everyone else.
It just makes me sad.
Hey, look, she did appreciate that mullet that no one else likes.
I mean, he had a mullet, yeah, and I thought he was still attractive, even with the mullet. See if Gwen thought that.
Why do men like mullets? I don't get that.
Because it's a party in the back and business in the front, Dougie.
Get to really? Think about that for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very
business
much.
In the front, party in the
I
back.
I got it. Yeah. Listen, I didn't just fall off of the turnip truck. Thank you. Ed Sheeran, speaking of falling off the turnip truck.
Oh, Justin Turner's at bat.
Oh, no. Who's
Turner? Justin Turner's walk-up music when he's at Dodger Stadium.
This is the song he uses?
Because Ed Sheeran is a redhead, and so is Justin Turner. And Ed Sheeran actually invited him up on stage at his concert. They're both gingers. Really?
Wow.
All right, so, Carrie, you want to handle this? Ed Sheeran seems to be in your wheelhouse. He says...
in case you were wondering, both of his arms are healed. He no longer has two broken arms, so he can perform again.
Right. That was...
How did he get two broken arms?
Falling off a bike. Yeah, fell off a bike.
Not that I should talk. I have a cast on my knee. And I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. No, apparently, I guess on Taylor Swift's new album, she has a song called Dress, and I guess she says something about, I don't want you as my best friend. And so, of course, all of her fans, like, I swear, they're like expert researchers. They like go through all of the lyrics.
What
and,
they
like,
are is they are people who need to get a life.
Well, yes, there is that. I was had a little sarcasm in that, but I don't know. People think because she mentioned something about a best friend, it must be about Ed Sheeran. A little awkward because both of them have like serious relationships. So he says it's not about him because the lyrics mention a buzz cut. He's never had a buzz cut. I would suggest he never get a buzz cut. So I think
maybe he can wear a mullet. All right, 28 after. This is the DJB show.
Put the onus on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, when our communication doesn't go the way we planned, we have a tendency to blame the misunderstanding or miscommunication on others. But the problem with doing that is this. We cannot control others. We can only control ourselves. So if we put the onus for clear communication on others, well, then the whole thing is out of our hands. But if we shoulder the complete responsibility for doing everything we can to communicate clearly, then we can accurately evaluate whether or not there's anything we can do differently or if there's any way for us to improve. We cannot change others, but we can change ourselves. So try putting the onus of responsibility for your communication on you, and you might just be surprised at how astoundingly transformative that can be. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
You know what's better than getting the best price for Unlimited from Sprint? Getting the best price for Unlimited and a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. Switch to Sprint and get Unlimited, plus HD streaming and 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot for $25 per month per line for 4 lines with the 5th line free. And for a limited time, save 50% on a new Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex. Plus, upgrade anytime after 12 lease payments with Galaxy Forever. Visit your local Sprint store. Go to Sprint.com/GS8 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Only a Sprint. Works for me.
GS8, $15.62 per month after $15.63 per month. Monthly credit applied within 2 bills. For well-qualified customer with new line activation on 18-month lease. Unlimited savings until $131.19, then $38 per month for 5 lines with auto-pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Savings claim compared to similar plans from national carriers. Carriers' features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, fees, roaming, and premium content.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
I love it when I create the quarter on the sidewalk effect, when I have in my mind what we're going to do for a story, a conversation about something, and I tie a lot of stuff together, and then I just I flip out. I see something else. Wait, let's go over there and see that. Mm-hmm. See, that's
you're
why
like
I
a
like
mat with something
paper,
shiny.
Victoria, yeah. Because then I can maneuver things around. I only have three screens here, and you know how my mind is. You got to move around.
So you say if we take the paper away from you, you might actually focus on one thing at a time?
Yeah, but you don't like me when I focus on one thing. You always complain. Too long. Let's go. Next.
I think we like when we focus on like a story that everyone can talk about, not just like space.
Really?
Space.
The final frontier.
Listen to the whippersnapper have at it. All right, 35 past the hour now. It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. I put her name last because she was disrespectful. All right, let's see what we have. Today is National Philanthropy Day.
Oh, I thought it was Philandering Day. I was going to say,
well, that's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Concept originally thought up and then organized by Douglas Freeman in the 1980s. First Philanthropy Day was in, 1986. There was a luncheon held in a lot of cities all across the country President Reagan proclaimed November 15th as National Philanthropy Day. He was the first world leader to declare an official philanthropy focus, celebrate the love of humankind. So let's see if we can find an example, a good example, of how that all works. I was talking about the lady, I don't know if that's philanthropy, though, the lady, excuse me, who gave the president the finger and she got $71,000 from a GoFundMe. I don't think that's exactly philanthropy. But for a lot of people, giving and receiving gifts are one of the big parts of the holidays. There's a new survey out today showing that 69% of us would skip exchanging gifts if their family and friends agreed to do that. They would rather, the service was conducted by the Harris Organization, showing 60% of those surveyed said they would like to spend more time with their friends and family. They wish they didn't have to worry about buying gifts, making gifts for people who don't need them, and that they would spend a lot of the money that they spent on gifts for the family toward helping people who don't have anything or don't have much. I thought
I'm
that was pretty
so in that category.
I hate to be
a cynic. I don't buy that. They just want to spend less money. I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, I spent $1,000 on Christmas. If I didn't have to do it, I'm going to give it to the poor. No, these people are going to stash it away like a nut in the winter for a squirrel. I mean, do we believe it?
I might not spend as much per person if I was just donating cash to a charity. But I think I would love to do that. I mean, every year, we only buy for our immediate family. But every year, it's like a month or 2 months before Christmas, what does Dad need? Dad doesn't need anything. And it's just like why does my dad need another shirt? He doesn't. He doesn't need any more golf accessories.
That's why you have to give experiences. That's what I do with my family. And it really does
trips.
Work.
I try that as much as possible. Yeah, it is a
trips
good
or a ticket to something that I would buy myself a ticket for so that we can actually make time to go to something together. Kara just went to a hockey game with her dad. And, I mean, he probably appreciated that time with you, Kara, more than he would have appreciated a sweater or something that you could have bought for him.
Well, that was his birthday gift, and his birthday was a few months ago, but, you know, hockey is not going on in September. But, yeah, he buys so much stuff for himself. He's the shopper in the family. That's where I get it from. So there's, like, nothing I can buy him because he buys it all himself. So taking him to a hockey game or a concert or something like that is really, like, the only time we get to spend quality time together. So that's what I try and do.
Well,
if we have
I think
time.
That in this circumstance, I try to I would ask Megan and Brendan what they want or what they need. And usually what they want and what they need has to do with spending some money on something that they'd rather get themselves.
I was going to bet you give a lot of cash to them, right?
Yeah, I just give them money. I don't know. And because for the same reason that you all three have agreed, or maybe two of the three of you have agreed, that when you go out and buy something that's unnecessary or unneeded, if I'm going to buy little tchotchke things, like Meredith has found a couple of catalogs for me to use to buy things for Miles, because this is really the first Christmas that he's going to kind of get it. Mm-hmm. It was like Halloween. It was the first Halloween that he actually got it. So that
he's almost
worth,
three, right?
Right. He'll be three on the 22nd of December. So it sort of all that flows together, and it's okay. But in this circumstance, I haven't spent, I'm trying to remember the last time I spent Christmas with the kids, and it's been quite a while. So Meredith said, you should spend Christmas with your kids this year. And it happens that Megan's, it's interesting, because Miles' birthday is the 22nd, Christmas the 25th, and Megan's birthday is the 27th. So you just pile them all in together.
Yeah, you get all in 1 week.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it'll be kind of fun. But I won't. I just will enjoy watching what they do. That is all three of them. Four of them, because Matthew, the father, is there. And there's stuff that we share
together.
Matthew. I don't know him well enough. I would never, ever, ever presume to buy him a gift. I could get away with buying stuff for Megan and for Brendan. And certainly for Miles, but I wouldn't.
Never send your son-in-law anything for Christmas?
No, it's not that I don't send him anything.
If you're sending the kids money or whatever, you don't include Matthew in that?
I don't know. I don't think, honestly, that I've thought about it that way.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. We've got to ask this question in a very direct way.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan, have you ever sent your son-in-law a gift?
No.
That's why there's a problem. That's why you're having a problem.
I don't have a problem.
Well, you always
well,
say
they're married, mm-hmm. and so I'm a newlywed. Okay, so this is our first Christmas as newlyweds, and if Lewis's family only sent him something and didn't include me, the wife, I would.
Which might happen.
I mean, I don't even think they're that bad.
This
not
is
to put Doug in this category.
Hold on a second.
I don't even think
this
they're that bad.
Lessons on how to get along with in-laws from you.
I do get along with my in-laws. They're the problem, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, I do get along. I mean, I make an effort. But, like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, my parents would never give me something and not include Lewis. They buy him separate gifts.
There's a harshness to you that isn't reality.
I've bought both of my
brother-in-laws that I have. I've always gotten them gifts. They get their own things for Christmas.
Because typically with the marriage, like, I mean, I hate to break this to you, but Matthew's your son now. I mean, that's how it goes.
I don't
know. Well, no, but
wow.
You like your son.
I get along with him fine. I would at sure. first. I was not. I was very suspicious of anybody who hung around with my daughter, no matter how old she was.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
Well, I think she, you know, she
yeah,
was happy to have
did.
A guardian.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she was happy to have a guardian, but.
Right.
I don't. You're making it much more harsh than I think it is.
Let's ask them because I think that would be the proof of the pudding.
What do you think? Let's bring his finger up.
I'm pretty good at boiling down people's psychological issues, and when you talk about some of the things that you say about mm-hmm. Matthew and your treatment, I think it all stems to this. He feels unaccepted by you, Dougie.
Totally.
He feels like you don't want him in the family and that he isn't good enough for your daughter.
I mean, do you send a card, like a Christmas
stuff?
Do you send a Christmas card to Megan and it just says, "Dear Megan, here's some Christmas money, love Dad"?
No.
Or is it to Megan and Matthew?
Neither.
Oh, no, it's not.
See, it's not. Okay, so
he doesn't send a card. Victoria, he shoves a check in her pocket like he does when he sees the rest of us.
Oh, right.
One time he shoved a check into my bra cup. I think that might be sexual harassment.
Oh, wow. And he was worried about texting you the word dear, my dear. Wow. Talk about burying the lead, Stefan.
How did this become a focus on me?
We call you Stefan as we're attacking him.
I know. I'm just saying, I think that, you know.
I'm incapacitated today because my voice isn't as strong as it normally is. Otherwise, I'd be taking a much more ringing position here.
I don't know. I just think that maybe you and your son-in-law could have an even better relationship if little things like that that do go a long way with people to feeling accepted by a father-in-law and to be, you know, to feel accepted into the family. Little things like that go a long way.
I did
How about
something.
If you take him to lunch?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I will take Miles and him to lunch. Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, no, just him.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You can't have a distraction, a decoy.
Well, there are not a lot of things in life that we agree on, other than we love Megan. There's not a whole lot of stuff that goes on. But to me, that's not fair.
You mean politically? Like,
enough.
You guys can't talk about... I get that. So, like, if he's super far on the left... Right, but here... But, Doug, if he's super far on the left...
It's not even that. He's in outer space.
He's in outer space? All right.
Oh,
well, that would be perfect for you.
I know, right? Isn't that perfect? No one knows more about outer space than you.
That's a way of looking at it. He makes you look like a
conservative. He makes you, Victoria, look like me.
Jeez.
Okay.
No, but you don't have to talk politics. You could just talk about, like, you know, his. Ask him how it is.
You know what? Here's the bottom line. What I like most about Matthew is how he treats my daughter.
Yeah.
He's a good husband. They get along fine. If there's anything going on, Megan tells me, and it's only, you know, she's always very subtle because they handle whatever it is that's going on the way intelligent, mature adults do. They have an awful lot in common. They both love that little boy. They both are professionals teaching and working in the same arena, so they're around each other all the time. And I find that to be very appealing.
That's great, but I find that difficult to believe that you can't find some sort of common ground with this
person.
I haven't tried.
No, I haven't tried. No, you have flushed
makes
out.
Makes you not father-in-law of the year.
I didn't know I was up for father-in-law.
But I mean, look, it takes two to tango. So, you know, it's not.
Does he not
everybody
make an
has
effort?
Come to the table.
I mean, are we saying he doesn't make an effort either? Or
no,
is he just intimidated by you?
No, I don't. I just think that it's, it isn't something that we work hard at, either one of us. And maybe that's the challenge.
New Year's resolution. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you've given me a conscious approach to how to do things. Because I think when everybody, it isn't that we don't really, I don't want this to come up, across like we don't get along. Because we do. We just don't have anything in common. We're cordial to each other. But we have zero other than the love of that boy and the love of my daughter. That's it. And so there are far worse ways to create a relationship than those two things that I just said. So you've given me cause to think about stuff that I really haven't ever thought much about, to be honest. Brendan and I have a conversation about once in a while, because he and Brendan get along great. But they can't talk politics either. And so
that's surprising, because Brendan has kind of gone
off into space
a bit.
Yeah, but
I've seen his posting.
Yeah, his posting is more aimed at the personal side of whatever is going on, rather than the entrails of what goes on under the circumstances. All right, I wanted to do a couple of sports things as time allows.
That was a sport, wasn't it? I worked up a sweat.
Yeah, so did I. Thanks, Jerry Jones. And the NFL, who's covering that? Jennifer or Victoria, knows more about that?
I think we probably both know about it, right, Jen?
Yeah, go ahead, Victoria, yeah.
Well, of course, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, he says that he is not going to back off his threat to sue the NFL and several of the other team owners if the compensation committee comes to an agreement to extend Roger Goodell before his contract is up. So the compensation committee has been meeting now. Roger Goodell still has 18 months left on his contract. And Jerry Jones, whom I don't normally agree with, I agree with him on this one. He said, look, there's 18 months left there. We don't need to make a decision now about extending Goodell or not. That's exactly his point. He said, we need to slow down the train, and he said, have a lot of time to discuss the issues at hand in the NFL and have a good, fair input from all the owners. And he said, we're not getting that right now. He thinks a select few on the committee, which he got booted from as soon as he said he was threatening to sue the NFL. So he said that, you know, he just basically wants everybody to have all the facts before they move forward. I agree with that. I think Goodell has had so many scandals under his belt
I don't know much other than the sort of stench that follows him everywhere. And you talk about my son, his knowledge of sports is superb.
Yeah.
And he says that Goodell is just a bad guy.
Well, yeah. He's not managing well. Look at how he prioritizes criminals in the NFL and the head trauma scandal. That's all a pain. And he wants $50 million or something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jen, the UCLA players that were detained in China have been freed.
They should be hitting the pavement and thanking Donald Trump, who was over in Asia when this went down. There are three UCLA freshmen who went over with their team, LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill. And they've been detained in China for the past week on suspicion of shoplifting some designer sunglasses. Well, President Trump, who was over there, seems to have talked to President Xi of China and asked for the return of those players. He said he was hopeful that they would be allowed to return home after this long conversation he had with President Xi Jinping. He said to reporters on Air Force One that they were working on it. Well, it turns out UCLA did get some good news. Those players were released. They're back in Los Angeles this morning. And the chancellor, Gene Block, said while he was grateful that the players were headed home, he also said the school will look into the matter and decide what action will be taken. These guys have to be absolutely nuts to try to shoplift in China. They could have been in serious trouble.
Yep. Off for their heads. 10 before the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 minutes after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJB Experience. So Victoria Keelan has scoured a lot of the trades, a lot of the information that comes from the world of technology, and the best she can do is come up with a story about the Girl Scouts. So
hey. Don't be discounting the story about the Girl Scouts before you even hear it.
No, I'm gonna have all my ears open.
Mm-hmm.
Just a matter of moments. I'll keep my mouth shut, and my ears will be open after I give you a bit of, I don't know if this is advice, I guess it is, under the circumstances, thinking about trying to secure your home, make it usable, make it livable, make it current, then you need Vivint Smart Home. Now, people are getting used to, this is a relatively complicated message, Victoria, that I have to deliver in 60 seconds, because it gets people to think about all the things that are going on in their home, all the things, as I start to tell the story about doorbell cameras and security cameras and your thermostat and your door locks and all that sort of thing, people begin to think, oh, how could we use this in our house? So you want to have a connected home. You want a unified network with centralized controls that takes care of all of the things that you heretofore have done separately, like locking, unlocking the front door, watching what's going on inside and outside of your house, making sure it's warm enough when you get home. That's the kind of stuff that the Vivint Home system, the Vivint Smart Home, will allow you to enjoy. And it really is enjoyable. Upgrade your home with Vivint Smart Home. You get the power to arm security systems, whether you're in your bed, whether you're in your car, whether you're at your office, wherever you are, you automate everything with the Vivint system. Climate control, so you're comfortable. Keep the heat in the house down to like 50 when you're not there, and then on your way home, you put it on 65 or whatever you want it on. That's how this works. You can see and speak to people who are at the front door. You can remotely lock and unlock the doors for visitors. People coming to visit your home, you're late getting home. They get there before you. You just hit the button, and the doors unlock. How about that? This whole thing is really very cool. For somebody who's not a techie, I even get this. 855-718-6167. Call him now. Get a customized, affordable smart home system professionally installed. Start with a query. Start with a question. Start with a call to 855-718-6167. Admit it. I've piqued your interest, haven't I? So get the info. 855-718-6167. All right, so what's the story of the Girl Scouts?
Well, the Girl Scouts are aiming for Silicon Valley, and if you bought any Samoas or Thin Mints or Tagalongs from a Girl Scout during the past few years, you probably noticed that the checkout process was a bit different than the old days of, you know, writing down your order and pen to paper. Since being rebranded as the Digital Cookie Platform in 2014, Girl Scout cookie sales have actually gotten a really big technical upgrade. Mm-hmm. Now, the upgrade, besides being good for business, it actually speaks, more importantly, to a growing focus on STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Recently, there has been an investment in the Girl Scouts STEM pledge, with $70 million being raised towards getting 2.5 million girls involved in STEM by 2025. In addition to the now, there's new 23 new STEM and outdoor badges were introduced earlier this year, and the organization has also announced 18 new cybersecurity and space science badges. See, space, Doug.
Yes.
So more stuff for space.
Yes.
Now, as with the other badges, the girls, of course, have to complete certain curriculum and training in order to earn the badges. But this is a huge financial step, and it's a great positive. It's a move in a positive direction. The only downside to there are statistics that show that a lot of girls and women in the STEM fields, for some reason, there's a high dropout rate.
Really?
And they find that it's much higher than men, and it varies for reasons that they say women are socialized into low mathematical confidence. You know, women aren't as good at math as men are, and that sometimes can plague their careers, and too much publicized harassment and lack of female mentorship in the STEM fields. So the Girl Scouts are really taking aim from the top. They want to make sure that the Girl Scouts can actually change that landscape and create an environment where girls can have a lifelong career in the STEM field. The curriculum is also standardized so that every girl, wherever you are across the country, you have the same technology, and that's another big thing that's changing. Girls in, you know, wealthier areas had access to better computers and better technology than girls, you know, in more rural areas where sometimes internet doesn't even work that well. So the Girl Scouts are really doing a lot here for this, and I think it's absolutely fabulous. If I had a daughter, I'd say go be a Girl Scout.
You'll have a daughter someday.
Maybe.
I've got it all figured out. So that's good. We did. That's a great twist and turn of event. It turns out that I was very happy you told that story. Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.